The following recording is copyright 2010 Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
Most religious communities have, or at least had in the past, a specific habit to their order, which functions or functioned as a sort of uniform. Those who do not use a habit usually wear some other, like a lapel pin or some other sign, identifying sign. Uniforms identify a person as a member of a group. You're all dressed alike. An external similarity. But perhaps you've noticed that unity is not the same thing as uniformity. Unity refers to an inner bond, where uniformity refers to an external likeness. The members of your community may or may not wear the same habit, but only teamwork will make you united. Unity requires cooperation. It demands listening and submission and obedience, and that cannot occur without love. I think of St. Paul's beautiful analogy of the human body. The individual parts of the body are of necessity different one from another. They are not uniform, but they do form a unity. And they are united to form a single human being. The body is healthy when the various organs work together well, and ill when they don't. In the gospel you just heard, which you all chose for your Jubilee celebration, or somebody chose it anyway, Jesus prays for the unity of his followers. He says, may they all be one. Notice that Jesus does not pray for uniformity among his followers. Indeed, quite the opposite. He explicitly intends that there be diversity in his church, not uniformity. His church will embrace people of every ethnicity and culture and language, but it doesn't stop there. It will include people, and I'm sure your communities include members of every temperament and taste and personal history. Notice that even among the 12 apostles, Matthew was a tax collector, an agent of the Roman government, a collaborator. Simon the Zealot belonged to an anti-Roman terrorist group. And yet in Jesus they were united. Bonded to Jesus, they were bound to each other. And the same is true of each of you and your religious communities. Individual members should be quite different one from another, which far from being a source of division, should instead be a source of joy, a means of challenging you to deeper love for each other. Indeed, the unity that Jesus prays for in today's gospel occurs only in the context of love and respect. And so Jesus uses his own relationship with the Father as the model for the love and unity that should characterize our lives. He says, may they be one in us as you are in me and I am in you, so that the love with which you love me may be in them, and so that I may be in them. This unity and love will help the world come to believe, so that the world may believe that it was you who sent me. This unity for which Jesus prays and which we celebrate on this day of Jubilee is both God's work and the fruit of human effort. Indeed, this touches on the very nature of God and the very nature of your own religious vocation. Fundamental to our belief in the Trinity is that God is love. Since love only exists in relationship, God must have multiplicity at the very center of his nature. You can't love by yourself, and you can't love just in the abstract. And yet, since all love leads to union, God must also have unity at the center of his nature. Multiplicity at the center of his nature and unity at the center of his nature. Thus, God is three persons in relationship with each other, yet one God united in his very essence, which is love. The parallel which Jesus wishes to draw in today's gospel is that our lives should be characterized by this love too, and that the relationship of the many believers in Christ should be so full of love that the whole church becomes one in love. And isn't that one of the most fundamental charisms of the religious life which we celebrate today? The unity Jesus prays for in the church is something we dream for and something to which you vowed religious are called to give special witness. One of the most gratifying things about the church in Arkansas is our unity among diversity and the unity in your religious communities amid diversity. And this unity which you all do so much to promote within your communities, religious communities, and within your apostolates. As we honor today's jubilarians, let us pray that our love and unity may continue to increase and thus serve to draw us and others closer to Christ.